USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, it was a fake story written by a magazine that was probably not going to be around much longer. But it was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there.
President Trump responding to a story that cites four anonymous sources in The Atlantic. The president continues.
It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, talking about the economy.
The August jobs report came out this morning. And I'm grateful for everyone who found work again and found a glimmer of hope that brings them back from the edge. But there is real cause for concern as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says her state portal system is ready for ballots.
We have had vote by mail in Arizona for quite a while, and so the infrastructure is there. We're not concerned about large increases in vote by mail because already that's how most of the voters in Arizona participate.
80% of Arizona voters do cast an early ballot, most of them by mail, which they've been able to do since 1991. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says the violence in her city has to stop. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says the feds are able to help if needed.
I think this points to a larger issue that we've seen in Portland for the last 3 months, and that is local and state officials not allowing law enforcement to do their job and really to bring this violent activity night after night after night to a close. And so what, as you see that continue to unfold over the course of 3 months, you're going to continue to see violent activity.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we head into this Labor Day weekend, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America we need to mask up and stay vigilant regarding the coronavirus.
Well, I'm very concerned when you look at Memorial Day, July 4th. We hit a peak in this country on July 24th, which was about 2 to 3 weeks after the 4th of July. So we know that during these holidays, people come together for barbecues, for picnics. They travel. And that sets us up for spread of a highly contagious disease like COVID-19. What we know right now going into Labor Day weekend is that we've had a decrease of about 40% in cases since that July 24th peak. So we're moving in the right direction, but we can't afford to backslide. So we need everyone to follow my three W's. Wash your hands, watch your distance, meaning avoid crowded indoor spaces and stay 6 feet or more from people. And wear a mask when you're out in public. We know these things work. Look at Arizona, who was worst in the nation for a time, but is now one of the best in the nation. And so I want people to understand we have the tools to keep this virus under control. We just all need to come together and have the will to actually utilize these tools.
A group of restaurants in New York City has filed a class action lawsuit against Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, seeking $2 billion in damages resulting from the city's indoor dining ban. The owners saying the New York City food and beverage industry is suffering irreparable harm from the indoor dining ban. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.